Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for April 3rd, 2009. This week, we'll tell you why smart people sometimes make really dumb decisions, and we'll look into the neural consequences of not paying enough attention to what you're doing. But first, Suzanne Bard's going to start us off by exploring our complicated relationship with food.
Eating disorders like bulimia are often associated with wealthy white girls. But surprisingly, black girls are much more likely to be bulimic, and girls from poor families are more vulnerable than wealthy girls. This according to University of Southern California economist Michelle Huray. Her team found the patterns in a 10-year survey of 2,300 girls' eating habits.
A lot of other studies that look at eating disorders, at least from my experience, only have information about women who are already in some sort of treatment process.
Treatments like psychiatric care and rehab, which are expensive and often not covered by insurance. That may be why girls from wealthy white families have been disproportionately visible patients. Huray says that bulimia prevention and education programs may need to be retooled to reach a wider audience.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, Justin Warner has another story about our relationship to food.
Kids love sugar even more than adults. It's even been proven in scientific studies. Yet scientists haven't been able to explain exactly why. Now a new study suggests that kids' sugar lust depends on how fast they're growing. The research comes from psychologist Sue Coldwell of the University of Washington School of Dentistry and her colleagues at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. They studied taste preferences in 11 to 15-year-olds. The young volunteers drank sugar water solutions ranging from mildly sweet to syrupy and rated how much they liked them. Coldwell says the kids who preferred the sweetest tastes also had high levels of metabolized bone in their urine.
We see that when kids are growing rapidly and the bones are breaking down and reforming to make them longer. So this was a good way to assess how rapidly the kids were growing.
They also looked at several other biological markers, like puberty-related hormones, and most of them didn't relate to sweet preference at all. Coldwell says it makes sense that kids' bodies would intensify their sweet preferences during growth spurts.
We suspect that during growth you need lots of calories. You're essentially using a lot of energy to build muscle, to build bone, and that this is essentially body wisdom.
Of course, that body wisdom doesn't always benefit today's kids now that cookies, cola, and cake frosting are so readily available. And as to why our love of sugar bothers to taper off, Coldwell speculates that in the long run, a limitless craving for sweetness might distract us from seeking out other nutrients.
Thanks, Justin. Next, Karina Wu tells you how insects choose what they like to eat.
Lots of insects specialize in eating just one type of plant. For example, some garden aphids only eat roses, even when there are plenty of other plants around. Colin Tosh is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Leeds Institute of Integrative and Comparative Biology. He says biologists have had a hard time explaining this finicky behavior of insects.
Non-host plants are actually quite beneficial to them, so it's difficult to understand why many animals should specialize when there are loads of other plants or resources that are quite suitable for them physiologically.
Scientists have suggested that insects' neural systems simply can't handle having too many food choices. Tosh and his colleagues tested this idea. They use computers to model the behavior of insects when they're faced with many choices of things to eat.
What our model has shown is that specializing to avoid confusion occurs under extremely realistic environmental conditions.
Tosh says insects may have evolved to focus on just one type of plant in order to avoid eating the wrong thing. Too many choices could also cause insects to spend more time foraging, increasing their chances of getting eaten themselves.
Thanks, Karina. Well, the current economic crisis affects pretty much all of us. Disturbingly, much of the blame for what happened in the stock market recently can be attributed to the psychology of individual investors. Researchers at Cornell and the University of Texas at Austin have found that a few bad investors can bring down everyone. The scientists found that smart traders who knew that a stock was poor would buy it anyway if they saw the foolish traders doing it. They undervalued their own knowledge of the stock and assumed the foolish traders must know something that they themselves didn't. The study helps explain how stock market bubbles and crashes happen even when most of the brokers know better. In other dumbness-related news, a study conducted on behalf of the California Academy of Sciences found that about half of American adults can't answer even basic science questions, like how long does it take the Earth to go around the sun? For a link to the quiz to see how you do, visit scienceupdate.com. Finally today, we all get bored sometimes. Suzanne explains what actually happens inside our brains when we're distracted.
Mistakes can happen when you stop paying attention to what you're doing. Now, neuroscientist Ali Mazahari and his colleagues have actually seen people's minds wander by watching their brain waves. While at the Donders Institute in the Netherlands, Mazahari's team studied people playing a long, dull computer game. The rule was to hit a key when they saw any number except 5.
A second before the 5 was presented, in trials in which there was an error, there was larger alpha activity at posterior regions and motor regions.
Another brainwave, called the mu rhythm, also spiked in the brain's motor control area. Both waves have been linked to attention, and Mazahari says the changes may signal that your attention is fading. He says that in the future, devices could look out for these signals in people like air traffic controllers who can't afford to space out on the job.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll tell you how astronomers calculate the distance of stars. We'll look into a new use for old rocks in the fight against global warming, and we'll tell you why video games might actually be good for your vision. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a new story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And if this podcast leaves you wondering about the nature of the universe, or about anything else even vaguely science-related, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT with your science question. If we use it, you'll win your very own Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.